Sonata is the second venue for racing in Victoria today. Generally a beating run on Cox Plate Day, held over with the crowd restrictions to runners a full tote meeting today. The Cup Race 8 is the feature. Trav Noonan's done the form for the card. Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it's nice to see Sonata on the TV screens today, and it's a good competitive card for Cup Day.
Track where it's a little bit of an advantage to be up on the speed?
Certainly is, but it's a good racing track. It's a good surface and hopefully a fair track today.
2 minutes off the first at Healesville. We'll make a start on the first event at St Arnett. It is a 2,000-metre three-year-old and up maiden. Three is a scratching along with 12, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Rider for 11, Logan Court, is Craig Robertson. Wicked Me is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at 240. Bullerick Boy, 370, 390 there for you, 950. Bad Boy Bobby and Mammoth Mountain, a $10 chance.
Yeah, I think Wicked Me is certainly the horse to beat. He's been racing in good form this campaign. The 8, and I think he comes out of the right race behind Koi Hoi at Kyneton, where he got a long way back and sort of charged the line there. 2,000 metres looks ideal now at this stage of the preparation, and she's certainly the horse to beat here. The 8, Wicked Me, from 9, Bad Boy Bobby from the Henry Dwyer stable, has only had the one start. Looks like 2,000 metres is exactly what he's after already. 1, Bullerick Boy, ran third behind Kapalua Sunset 2 starts ago, and then last time at Mowi perhaps didn't appreciate the heavy 9. And in for fourth went with 10 Mammoth Mountain, 8, 9, 1, 10.
Race number 2 on the card as the runners arrive at the start at Healesville, 60 seconds out, is a maiden over 1,100 metres. 2 is the scratching here. The weight, the favourite for the McAvoys at 240. Are You Gold Enough, 270, 480, Tom the Star, and McClellan, a $5 chance.
Yeah, happy to be with the weight. She's jumped out well at Matoa recently, filly by Nicone, and from the Tony and Calvin McAvoy team from Barrier 1, she should scoot to the front and take some real catching here. So got her on top from Are You Gold Enough, who's been good in 2 starts for Nick Ryan. Definitely knocking on the door. 3, McClellan, improved performance last time. And 4, Tom the Star, was good at Hamilton. 10, 5, 3, 4.
10, 5, 3, 4 on the second event from St Arnett for Trav Noonan. Runners have a sim. The preview with Trav Noonan. We're up to race number 3 to maiden over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 6 and 12. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here for the third. True Impact at $2.80 for Neil Farley and Julie Scott. No Morachi, $5.50. Master Costa at $6.50 with She's a Unicorn. Jealous Choice, $7, $8. Right to Rossa, Trav.
Yeah, happy to be with the favourite here, True Impact. He made a good impression, his debut. Sort of preparation at the races. Was only had the one run sort of in the winter and then was tipped out for a spell, and he's come back in good order. Nice jump out recently at Avoca and looks the class horse in this race on exposed form. So 5, True Impact from 2, Jellicle Choice, jumped out well for the Mitch Friedman stable, can make an impact here on debut. 9, Right to Rossa. Don't think he's been appreciating some of wet tracks his last couple, but gets back to the form of 3 starts ago when he ran 30s competitive and 2 out 10. Sorry, She's a Unicorn, next best, having its first start in Victoria. 5, 2, 9, 10.
5, 2, 9, 10. First 4, race 1, Healesville, $220.50. Race number 4 is a maiden over the 1550. Emergencies not required. Royal Deal, $4.20, heads the town market in an open race.
Yeah, he looks pretty hard to beat here, I think, Royal Deal. He's coming out of 2 reasonably strong maidens at Swan Hill and the last one at Benalla behind Murchison. Gets up to the mile now for the Dan McCarthy team. Reese McLeod on, Blinkers on. It ticks a lot of boxes. So we've got him on top of Darman, who's racing in good form last start fourth at Donald. Went a little bit unlucky through Barrier 1. A wider draw should suit him. 3, Foolish Boy, if he gets back from his form of 3 starts ago, he can be competitive. And 5, Carpentasia, next best, 4, 2, 3, 5.
Race number 5, a benchmark 52, 1,200 metres, the trip, emergencies 11 through 13, not required. Dishies for Don Dwyer and Jackie Horner, $3. My Cousin Steve, $5, $6, Autumn's Best.
Yeah, Dishies was unlucky last time in the Cranbourne Corinthian, the picnic race. He was caught deep the entire circuit and was only just miss there. I think with a bit better run, he should take plenty of beating here. The 4 Dishies is quite a consistent galloper. 3 Arachnatak could be hard to run down up on top of the speed. Comes out of some stronger races than this. 5 My Cousin Steve, next best from 2 end of day. 4, 3, 5, 2.
Race number 6, a 52 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here at 8, 12, 13 and 14. Tally market at Tab Fixed Odds favourite in an open market, 4.20. Fergus McGurga's 5, I Love Champagne, 5.50. Sly Sloth at 7.
Yeah, this is hard, but it went with the veteran Tally Marketer. He's only won 3 from 53, but he probably won't get many better chances to get back into the winner's stall than today. His recent jump out was pretty good, and his best form's definitely competitive. 5, I Love Champagne, was a good run last time in the Cranbourne Corinthian. She's definitely got a chance here, even though last campaign sort of bring in picnic form. 6, Cosmic Swoop was okay first up, and 3, Slice Lop is the next best. 5, 2, 6 and 3.
Race number 7 is a 52 over 1,200 metres. 11 through 16, emergencies not required. Costa Maya 3.60. Dayama 4, $5. Luna Chara Chattering 5.50.
Happy to be here with Last Strike. You're out at a bit of a price. Alana Kelly goes on board here, been contesting some strong 0 to 58s in Class 1 races. Go back 2 starts ago at Bairnsdale, only finished 3 lengths off Mach 1. I think that's a good form line for a benchmark 52, 2,000 metre event. Double figure odds, I think it's the best value of the day. From the 6, I'll Be Gone, who's racing in reasonable form and can be up on top of the pace here. Had a wide run last time at Avoca, so it can be forgiving. 2 Costa Mayors knocking down the door, and 3 Dayama, quite similar. 10, 6, 2, 3.
Race number 8, the feature, the Sonanid Cup over 2,000 metres. Scratching is 2 Diplomat Jack. Morden's Fork looking for 2 cups in a week, $2.70. Florida Dream 4, Swelter Magic 5, 5.50. Equine Philosopher.
Hard to go against Morton's Fork. Now he's with the Lindsay Smith stable. He's had 3 runs for Lindsay, and he's ran 3rd in the Hamilton Cup, won the Avoca Cup last start with 61.5, carrying 7 kilos more than former Country Cups Horse of the Year, Barry the Baptist. And this doesn't look as strong as the Avoca Cup. He's got the 63, but he'll take a power beating here, Morton's Fork, the former Sandown Guineas winner. To beat the 3, Florida Dream, who's racing in really good form for the Luke Oliver stable. Chased a horse called Zoomon, who's going to be in the Victoria Derby next week. He's got good claims for 2nd, and then I think it's a good gap back to the 3rd horse, 8 Storm's Colours, who can improve up to 2,000, and 4 Swelter Magic. 1, 3, 8, 4 in the Cup.
Final event, a benchmark 58 over 1,100 metres. 5, 7, 12 and 13 are the scratchings. This is a wide open get-out. 3 equal favourites at $4.80. Sun Samurai, Gotta Love, Jimmy East and Pegasus. Philip Star 5 with Juby Dole, and then True Medal at $8.50. Best of luck with this one, Trav.
Yeah, I'm going with a horse who's been a bit disappointing this campaign, Philip Star, but if he bring his best, he'd be very competitive. This time last year, he was chasing a horse called Wicklow Town. So blinkers go on. He's got a very good third up record, and I've just sort of maybe been forgiving for the first 2 runs. I think he can bounce back here in a pretty average race with 2 Philip Star. 3, Gotta Love Jimmy. Perhaps didn't enjoy the wet track last time. First up at Horsham, he was pretty good. And then 4, Eastern Pegasus is a very consistent campaign. It gets the right run from Barrier 1 and 6, Logo Logic. 2, 3, 4, 6 in the last. Best bet, I'm going to go with the last, race 9, number 2, Philip Star. Just trusting that he can get somewhere back to his best form with the blinkers on 3rd up. Next best, race 5, number 4, Dishy. I think he's really well placed there. And the value, race 7, number 10, Last Strike, you're out. Up to 2,000, then it's Quaddy. Race 6, we go 2, 5, 6. Race 7, 2, 3, 6 and 10. Race 8, 1 and 3 in the Cup. And race 9, 2, 3, 4.
Best of luck today, Trav.
No worries. Thanks, Brendan.